talked about Ark Wai Wong, which is amazing. You've talked about Tiny a little bit. Could you tell us the background and what it was like training a little bit with Shark Hei Lu?
Shark Hei Lu was his system was thrown on high. It's an internal system that he learned in the temple when he was young. So when he first brought it over to the United States, the first student that he taught that was non-Chinese was John Leone. So he was in the Kachi Temple system. So he was teaching out of his school in that time period. And my partner, Carl Cotton, is a student of John Leone. So that's how all that hookup comes in.
Okay.
John Leone also studied under Art Wong, so he's part of the Wong Student Association. And Sher Lu and Art Wong used to be lion dancing together for the Hop Sing Tong. So Art Wong would be the head and Sher Lu would be the tail. You gotta have tail, the tail man is the most important because he's the strongest. He's the one who push you onto your shoulder. He's going to hold onto you where you hang over a bridge or anything like that. So they worked together very well. And Sher Kay Lu was sergeant of arms of the Hop Sing Tong. So, he is one guy with his energy. You talk about the chi, his energy is very, very strong. So he used to teach us different ways of work. First, he taught John Leone. And then after that, Sher Lu said he wanted to teach more people. So that's when Carl got involved and they got me involved. And so that's how we started learning the system. So there's different exercises that we had to do every morning before we did anything. So we had to learn all this kind of stuff. And we had to follow a special diet and so forth. And then we started learning his Taiwan Pai system. So like, this style, when you learn it, it's like 10 moves a month, that's all. I mean, it took forever. You want to make sure every movement is precise. And, the angle of the foot, the bend of the knee, the right breathing method, and so forth. So it took forever to learn his type of system. We probably learned the form, in less than a month. The whole thing is completed. For Sharon Lou, it may take you 6 months to a year to learn just one form.
Mm.
It's crazy. It's difficult. Now, he was teaching at John Leone School. That was in North Hollywood, so that was Kachi Temple School. So after John passed away, John Leone passed away after a year, he went to Kai Di. Kai Di is one of the actors that played Wu Fat and Hawaiian 5-0, the ball-headed guy and so forth. Yeah, so he was also into the internal art. So he had a school, Taoist Sanctuary in North Hollywood. So Sifu Liu was sort of teaching out of there. So he went over there and taught classes 3 or 4 times a week in that time period. And then he had classes on the weekend. So during the classes on the weekend, I would be there to help him. So he didn't really want to teach me the stretching and all that kind of stuff. So I took over and did all my stuff over there. All the very stretching, all the different exercises, arm exercises, push-up, sit-ups, whatever we had to do. So, I got him in condition. Then we went into the form so he could take over from there. But I used to help teach for him. Then he used to have me interpret for him, my limited Chinese, but I could understand it. Couldn't speak it, but I could understand it. So he used to have do seminars, and he would just have me go with him. So we went all the way from here to San Diego, San Francisco, wherever it was, and I would help him do his teaching. We went on the internal, talk about the medicine, the healing, what works for this, Chinese soups and different things like this. So I was with him for quite a few years learning that different methods. So his style was very precise what he wanted to do. And during the time of meditation, he would levitate off the damn ground and then go back down. His chi was so strong, he did healing on different people with cancer, one time, my daughter was aware of the demonstration, and she was feeling sick. Dad, I don't feel good. I don't feel good. My stomach hurts so bad. And I happened to sit next to Steve. That time, I said, oh, he just waved his hand a couple times. and she was fine the rest of the time, you know, which is, she is just so strong. He was something else, you know. There was a couple of times I got in trouble in Chinatown fighting. He come up there and say, "You stop, boy." I was cheering. I said, "Oh, yes, sir." I wouldn't move from there. I didn't want to mess with that because he was so strong with himself. I mean, you can feel his energy when he put it out. You know, so then Art Wong. Art Wong is a whole different feeling. He's more, I would say, physical. Sure, Lou, you didn't have to, you know, we 5-10 feet away, you didn't feel his chi. But it was that strong. So, and he lived at almost 84 years old. He was all the way. One kid, he was 65 or 70, man, that was crazy. Second daughter, had an older one from 47 years old, but this is the younger one. So, in that time period, so his chi was still going working good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Owen?
I was going to ask you, in that system, like, what was your favorite weapon? Did you have a weapon in there?
The staff, the sawhorse, the sword, whatever weapons. A few other things like that, you know. They were all good, but like I said, his method is so slow.
Right.
I learned it all fine, but I was more into movements. It's got to be high beat, not my technique. If you see some of my demonstration, you see what the movement's like. It's a whole completely different thing, you know. So, what I learned mainly for Sifu was the internal. Sifu Lu was the internal, the healer. Different thing about, you know, with the curves, different things about that. And my other teacher was Grandmaster Do Wei of the World Tiger System. His system was also internal. He and his father were famous people in China, so he also learned the white eyebrow system to be black. So, he was supposed to become the heir of that system, but he decided not to take it. He said, "No, just give it to his son." But he said, "I have my own system already. A tiger system." So that's what he had. So his system was internal, where he could do the palm print, you know, pop the wall, and you're on the other side of the door, red palm will show up on your chest. Do the coconut break, put it between two pillows, just touch the top of the pillow and crack the coconut.
Wow.
Then he used to say, "Okay, we have dead flies." And he made it back to life. He made it climb up. His chi was different. So they were incredible. Yeah. A lot of guys, what happened was my son was going to be learning a lot of these things. It's a certain exercise that you learn before you start having sex. So we got to be like they said, before 12 years old, we learn these techniques. So I had two students that got to learn from me, but they didn't follow through. One of them was Jimmy Brown, was one of my protégés from my Simone Confucius video. And the other one was my son Travis. They all love Travis. Jimmy was raised in the martial arts. His chi was already strong. I started getting young, 2 or 3 years old. He was healing headaches and stuff like that, with just moving his hands around people's head and chi and stuff like this. So, Chiru and Do Wei wanted to teach Travis all the ways of doing the chi and doing the levitation and everything else like that. But they couldn't follow the plan. I mean, you know, you have to have a special diet, you got to get up a certain time, you got to do these type of things. For those young kids, you know, you're not in the temple in China. You have nothing else to do here. That's school. Right. And that's the killer. You know, so they wish they could follow through years later, but it didn't happen, you know. So they got a chance. They got to learn what the chi is all about.
The White Lotus system that you have is comprised of many different methods from many different teachers.
Yes.
Sifu, do you think that there's something that uniquely is yours that you give to your students through the White Lotus system? Is it less the forms and the kata and more how the student understands the material? Is it your teaching methodology that may be the unique thing that you give to your students, Sifu Wang?
All of us, it's in there, okay? When I teach my system, right now I don't, but my wife is, we teach the five family style, and then we teach what's called Yakumu.
That's
another system I learned from Grandmaster Richard Wang. And so in China, they're known as one of the best lion dancing groups around. So they're very strong. So in the United States, he has one of the strongest groups in San Francisco. He used to be down here in Los Angeles, but now everything's in San Francisco. We had a falling out, so that's why we don't. one of those things was there's some problems that we had between the students because he was hiding different techniques from different students. You teach this student this technique, you teach me something. Another student is that, don't show these to the other guy. Don't show them this. You know, a lot of these other guys, we were already friends before we even knew you. So that's what happened. We talk and say, oh, man, that's a bunch of BS. Why is he doing this? You know? So a lot of us sort of dropped out. But, you know, I still teach part of the system in my, as part of my white lotus system. So we were going to teach them forms there. So, we got the traditional kung fu. It's there. You got to learn the form. You got to learn the stances. You got to learn the breathing. You got to learn everything, all the different hand forms into the weapon, into the fighting aspect, and so forth. So everything is still there. It's, like I said, I have 10 levels. I have it all written out. You got to go from level 1 up to 10, you know, into it. So it's all there. So it's still there. Appreciate it.
That's awesome. That is awesome. What do you think, Sifu, about the debates these days? It seems like in the kung fu community, there's a lot of talk between traditional martial arts and modern martial arts. Do you have any takes on that? Or are we maybe looking at it through the wrong lens? Maybe the modern martial arts is for entertainment and wushu, and the traditional arts is holding on to not only the tradition, but maybe the fighting concepts. Are we trying to pigeonhole things, or are we allowed to have maybe a variety of opinion on things? What do you think, Sifu?
We have a variety of opinion because I'm also into the wushu arts. My student Kenny Perez, I sponsored to go to China to learn all that. So he's one of the top wushu people in the United States. So that is also part of my system. So it's in there also. So Kenny and my wife used to compete all the time in the different wushu tournaments, you know, weapon fighting and so forth and handset. So it's in my system. So I have nothing bad to say about the wushu. They have their structure ways. They have so many movements that you have to have. You have to have only one aerial. You only have one butterfly, you know, and so forth. So I learned this one that was first brought over to the United States with Roger Tung and Anthony Chan back in the 80s. And so I learned all the different forms for judging purposes, you know. Not that I wanted to learn it. I mean, you know, do it. I had my wife. She was on the first U.S. wushu team. And she was also on that one. So they're all part of that. My main thing, I kept with my traditional five family, five animals, and all this other stuff. So I have that. But wushu was part of our art also. So I see it. So Kenny has a studio in Phoenix, and he's all over the world doing it. Then it moves to Jet Li with his face. I can't think of his name now. The guys that the Wing Chun 1, 2, 3, 4.
Donnie.
Oh, Donnie.
Yeah. Well, Donnie used to come with Kenny Perez during the summer to my house, spend time there, and practice and stuff like that. So, yeah, I know these guys from way back. Knowing Jackie Chan was part of our family. He and my brother became best friends. My brother was his best man at his wedding. So we know Jackie way back when. So with him, Samuel Hall, you know, everybody that need to be known, we know Don Claude Van Damme, Steven Seagal, Chuck Norris, Ed Parker, you name it, I know him, you know, so been around for a long time. So he said, I'm an old guard. So I've been around since the 60s. So I know a lot of you guys before they got into the movie. Chuck Norris.
Sure.
Before, you know, I was in thanks to go under his system. Yeah. But, you know, he wasn't into acting yet. He wasn't into that. Steven Seagal. He used to do demonstration with him before he got into the movie. But Joe Krasinski, I know him all before we got into the movie. You know, so all these guys go way back. Mike Stone, same thing. It was his fourth season tournament before he got into the movie. So I know these guys forever. You know, so there's not too many that I don't know.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So I'm the Wing Chun dweeb over here. It was funny because your son brought it up. You brought out a book in a time when information on Wing Chun was so rare. What was your experience? I know, you know, and you mentioned to your son too, it's like, I enjoyed Wing Chun, but it wasn't my everything, which I understand that. What did you train in Wing Chun and who did you do that with? And what was it like? And have you kept some of the drills and some of the things in Wing Chun in your White Lotus system, Sifu?
Yeah, it's still there. Yeah, we teach the forms and so forth. I learned it when I first opened up my Chinese Physical Health Club. It was named All Chinese Members. That's why the name Chinese Physical Health Club. And later on, that was back in 66 when I started. I didn't start teaching until 1968, and that's when my Roger Bowl came in. And during that time period, with all Asian guys, so I had Filipinos, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, and so forth. So it was a Chinese Physical Health Club, but I kept the name anyway, so that's what we did. Until I opened up my first studio in 1973, which is Ceremony Kung Fu, my animal system. So that's how that all started. So Wing Chun was the first student that I taught was Wing Wong, who passed away. But his cousin was Walter Wong, and that's where I learned my Wing Chun from. So I was working with him. I was trying to learn a different system about it, and it's Chi Sao. That's the main thing I wanted to learn, what that was all about. And so doing the Chi Sao, standing still, you know, and just doing the basic drills, you know, he was popping me all over the place. But then afterwards, what happened was I started exchanging my system of the Mo Pao with the footwork, and that's what made him even a better fighter, because a Wing Chun is limited in the footwork. You only got this drag, side drag, front drag, you know, and so forth. But with our Mo Pao, we got like 24 different shuffling movements that take you into the person, away from the person, at an angle, and so forth. And adding our slapping hand, which is different what you probably see in Kempo, where they're slapping, touching the shoulders, and so forth, taking all that noise. So all that stuff within the Mo Pao system. Ed Parker picked that up from Tiny Lafitte, my teacher. So that's where all the slaps came in. Prior to that, there's no slap in the Kempo system. That didn't happen until after you learn from Tiny. So that's why it is different. That's why our system with Mr. Parker, we were good friends, because our style was like cousins to each other, Lima Lama, the Kempo style, the Kanji, and so forth. So that's why a lot of that was in there. So, back to Wing Chun. So when I start moving on Walter with the footwork, it's Wing Chun didn't work at the time period. So that's why we exchange it. So strictly just the Wing Chun, the single hand, sticky hand, the double hand, sticky leg, so forth. You know, it was good for me to learn, to understand it.
And sure. So
in the first book, it was the first time they did the Wing Chun second form. Everybody else already had the first form out already. So Jim Lee had one out. Another guy from England had one out. I forget who else had it. So there was quite a few guys that had it. So the unique publication asked me, why don't you do the second form? Because nobody's done it yet. So that's why I did that. So some guys criticized I didn't have enough movements from the first form in there. I said, everybody else did it already. So I did it on the second form. So my book was the very first one on the second form. And so then people started looking at all this great during that time. Now they talk about, oh man, techniques is not that good. He's not that good in it. Whatever. I was first with it, you know? It was my first book. You know, what was going on? And people still, I still get letters all the time saying that that helped me learn the second form. You know, and people are still using it. Like, almost 50 years later, they're still there.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I was going to ask you a little bit about your healing practice, and I was curious, is it something you've done throughout your whole martial career, and things you picked up from different teachers, or did you have one teacher in particular who really influenced you maybe more than other teachers?
No, for a combination of different teachers. Also then put down, my other teacher was, Dr. Andrew Mee, acupuncture. It's his family in Chinese history. They're the first family to learn acupuncture or to develop acupuncture. We're talking about 99 generation. Because everybody else out here is only 1, 2, 3 generation. So it's through history that his family learned the acupuncture. So I studied with him. It took almost like 3 years of trying to learn from him because my mom was a patient of his. So you know, I had to ask him to ask him some questions. He said, okay. I teach you, so there were 6 of us that went together as a class. And he showed us that he was good, not only the acupuncture, but also the Tai Chi. So he said, you got to have the Tai Chi to do the movements, to move the energy in your body. So you learn a lot of different things. So what he teaches in the acupuncture colleges is 365 points. And his family sister is over 900 points.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
wow.
So you know, it's a whole different game altogether. When he used to do his acupuncture treatments and stuff, he would just close his eyes. He didn't even look at the body. He just turned his head away and had his knees. And he would just go up and down the different parts of the body. So he would see those points. So he just stuck his knees in there. Then you got to look at the depth. You got to look at the direction you have to turn the needles. Sometimes you have to put energy in there. Other times you have to remove energy out of there. Mm-hmm. So that's what a lot of people understand. A lot of people, the beginners, they use what's called the sleeve. Acupuncture sleeve. They put the there and they put the needle on top and they push it and it stops it from going so far down. Well, he said, yeah, that's a beginner. We don't do that. And his main thing was he never liked the electronic, you know, just like the modern. Acupuncture guys, they put on a machine now, causes that electric pulse to go into the body. Mm-hmm. That will throw your energy off. Don't do that. So that's why I learned from him. Because I had treatments done with the pulse on there. I mean, my body was easy afterwards. You know? That's after my teacher passed away. So I did some acupuncture treatments, and you know, they were using all these different machines, but it just threw the energy off. So I don't believe I have to go back. So we were getting treatment for his daughter. She kept it going for about 20-something years, and she retired. And so, and she was supposed to open up a clinic with her son, but he went to medical school, became a medical doctor. They also learned that. So they never did open up when we had it. So I just don't go to any acupuncture people now. Just stay out of it. You know, I have the best treatments in the world for the man himself, you know, so... Anything after that, I just can't believe in it or trust it. So his healing, he showed me the acupuncture. I never got my license, so that's why I don't practice the acupuncture. He was the acupuncture board, California acupuncture board. He was ahead of me. So after we went back, he got into an accident. Some 18-year-old kid has their Cadillac under his car, causing a lot of injury. It was doing okay for 6 months, and 6 months after that, the injury came back, and he passed away from that.
So oh, wow.
We got our license to practice and so forth. So after that, I didn't go anywhere else to learn from anyone else. So I just dropped it. I remember his acupuncture methods and his acupressure. So massaging. So I learned that. And then from I learned different bone setting and tendon setting. And also from Sherpei Lu, you know, the two knots and stuff like that, balance and all that. And, you know, I try to study any type of healing from different teachers and add to what I already learned. You know, some people have different shortcuts. Some people have better methods of doing it in the way that I was learning. So that's what I said. I picked up many, many different techniques. So it's not from any one teacher. You know, whatever works, you know, but also learn those methods. What happens sometimes, the person you're working on, it will work for him. Maybe another technique will work for another person. So that's when you can't pull the stuff away. You have to show them. So like when I do the teaching, like when one of the students asks me a question, I always tell my instructors to where I talk to them, you must have 10 answers. You can't just have one answer. There's no one answer that completes everything that you want there. So if the person has a different learning, you may have to approach them with technique number 2, or number 4, or number 6, or number 10. What's going to work? That's what you're going to do. So all my students, when I tell my instructors, you got to have 10 answers for every question they ask you. So that's what I do. It's the same with my method of teaching. This one doesn't work for the guy. Sometimes, but the points are not always the same. They're supposed to be basically the same in the body. Sometimes it's off by a centimeter here or a centimeter there. So that's what you have to look at. And then the connection may be different. The person may be born with defects related. That's not as what the regular human body is born with. So that's what you have to look at. Sometimes defect is the heart, so I'm on the left side and on the right side. Sometimes the flow of the arm, you know, when you had a past injury, so that caused a blockage. So sometimes you can't open it up, so you have to go around it. So that's the difference that you have to look at. So, yes, there's many methods of healing when you get asked.
Wow.
That's awesome. You
kept that teaching methodology, though, also, Sifu, with your martial practice as well. You were saying that you also expect your martial arts instructors to also have at least 10 answers for one problem. And I really like that, because that makes them not only just train and practice, but as teachers actually be able to study the art to understand what's going on a deeper level, not just for themselves, but for the next generation.
Yes.
I think that's awesome.
You have to do that. Some people, when they come to the school, have injuries, you know, or injuries. Their knees don't work anymore. Or they have replacements there. They have joint replacements. Some people can't bend down a certain way. Some people can't stretch a certain way. Some people, the breathing method is different. So you have to look at the person individually and work within what their body is capable of doing. That's what we're looking at. Some guys can't drop in the knees. I can't get the leading horse anymore. We also have to fake it nowadays. But, you know, you still have to teach it so the students can understand it. So that's what you have to go through. So you have to learn all the basic stuff and certain limitations that you can't do. That's okay. But you still got to be able to teach it to another person who can do it. So you can't be left out. Because that's where a lot of the systems got wasted out not as pure, because they were limited in what they could do, and that's what the way they taught it. And then we went back and said, well, the teacher taught me this way, so you got to do it this way, but this is what I teach, so you do it this way. And I have the two methods together. You can't lose it. That's how a lot of the system, they lose the technique. Well, he couldn't do this certain jump, and then it's left out of the system. I couldn't do this weapon because I was not good with it. I was not good with the left hand, but I can do it with the right hand. That's what you got to look at. So I didn't forget anything. It's still there. Everything is still there. I didn't cut out anything. I just don't use it as much, but it's still in the brain. If I need to pull it out, I'll pull it out just for you. You can use it. That's what you're going to look at. Everything in teaching, like I said, when you're born, you got to learn teach. Everything from the day you're born to the day you die. With all these methods in between, what's going to work for you.
Wow. Well said. Well said. I think I only have one more question. Owen, did you have any others?
I've got a few, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. So Sifu, and you don't have to get too deep or too personal with it, but you and I had a good conversation about a month ago before we had our previous conversation. I can't speak English, excuse me, that we're having today. How are you healing? And how are you doing? How are you doing these days? Because I know you've gone through some things.
Yeah.
How are you doing? How's your own practice going? Are you getting back to where you're starting to feel better and maybe train
I'm
a little
trying
bit?
I'm trying to. This is this diabetes is something else. Well, it's I've had my ups and downs. Last month I got to go out. I went to Dragon Fest. I went to the Hall of Fame event. I got to walk around the first time in 4 years that I've gone out. A couple weeks after that, I ended up back in urgent care again at the hospital. I got a flu infection and it started kicking me around. So then my doctor limited me and walking. And right now it's okay. It's not getting better per se as much as I want. So yeah, it's hard to heal your own body a certain way. Because you try to heal yourself, but there's only certain things you can do. It's still a long way for me to go. Right now, doing my every day, trying to work a leg. I'll get to see my doctor next week. I got pain in my legs right now. I don't know why. And he said, "Oh, it's just your leg swollen up. You'll be okay, bro." It's been a month. It hasn't gone away yet. So I'm gonna see you next week and really see what's happening. But I hope there's not an infection in the bone. There's certain things that Chinese medicine will work, and certain times that it doesn't work. As I look, because some of my teaching, like Shi Wong Chi, he had liver cancer. After he found out, he passed away within a month. There's all Chinese liver medicine, no medicine for.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at. Certain times, Western medicine has got to work. Chinese medicine may help, may not. So that's what I'm looking at. So right now, I'm relying more on the Western medicine.
Thank you.
Cool. Yeah. So my last question, and out of all the teachers you've trained with, who had the most impact on you? Who was your favorite?
Eddie Lapidi, Father Dowell.
Really?
Yeah. The fighting, my sister, my white lotus fighting system was based on that, like the Maha, the footwork, the handwork, so that's what I looked at. Because it's good to do forms and weapons and so forth. You have to defend yourself. What is it? That's what I'm looking at. That's what Tiny taught me. Everything. Street fighting wise, everything else, defense wise. Some of the crazy things he used to do, like I said, with the baseball bat and everything else. There's a lot of stuff I can't talk about.
Sure. That's okay.
There's some crazy stuff, but I know what he showed me. I can't teach it to anybody. I just talk about it sometimes. There's a lot of stuff because I was involved in back in the old days, gang fighting. It was a whole different thing. Some things you just don't want to teach or talk about.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it.
Awesome.
I've got one last one. Did you you said you had trained with Su Hong Chi some.
Yeah.
Did you actually get to meet Hong Yishang, his teacher?
No, I didn't.
Dang. All right. Okay. That was it for me. Sifu, is there anything that you wanted to leave the audience with? Because you are a wealth of information and a wealth of knowledge. I feel like you ran into everybody, from your personal relationship with Muhammad Ali to being involved with the Kung Fu series that started so many people on their journey with Chinese martial arts. Is there a message that you'd like to tell anybody in the audience? Maybe somebody that's trained for years, maybe somebody that's just taken their first martial arts class today. Is there something you'd like to pass on to the audience?
Anything is, if you're going to get into the martial art, find a good teacher. That is A number one. Go in there, watch the different classes. don't you take one teacher, you know, see the method he's teaching. Is he compatible with the student? Is he talking down to him? Or is he friendly with him? And he explained to them, is the class running fine? Is there any problem? That's what you're going to look at. And talk to the other students that are there. See, get behind the scene. Don't just go to one student and say, okay, this is it. I'm going to stay right here. Check out, you know, four or five students. When I'm back in my days, I went to every school that opened up in California. You name it. When I was going first school down here, probably San Diego. Find what they have. See what they're doing. What the method is. So that's what's very important. Find a real teacher that you can communicate with. Learn. That's the whole thing. Make sure that they have safety wise, because some guys are just too crazy. And that's what you got to be careful on. Because, you know, there's a traditional martial art, as you say, the way we talk about kung fu, and then there's a mixed martial art. And mixed martial art is a whole different thing to get in. We talk about, cage fighting, different things like that. And you need ready for that. You have to be very careful about that. And also, I tell a lot of people when they start the students, start their kids in the martial art, I tell them, you need to you can find a kung fu school if you can. But it's very difficult for kids to learn kung fu through the various movements. Another one is a temple system is very good for kids. And I can be training in that for get an understanding of what's going on. I try to keep them away from Taekwondo and Taekwondo because they teach aggressiveness and fighting. You're free fighting all day in the first couple of months. And you're trying to train these kids to be in control themselves. These are not
right.
And charging, doing all this kind of stuff, take them down, you know, like not. That's what you're gonna look at. What are you trying to learn? What are you trying to teach your kids? We want to teach you to control different like that. I would say go to a different school. Learn from there. Kids that take Tai Chi, no, too young. You wouldn't understand the concept. It's just a waste of time for them. But all that I like if you go into the temple system, the parking system. And it teaches you more of reality. So I would do that. And it kind of cool if you can find a good school that teaches you. So that's the main thing you got to look at. They have a separate kids class that they can learn from. So they can go out their own kids to understand methods and techniques. And it's a fun for it. A lot of kids will quit that a couple of weeks. Say, oh no, this is too hard. This is this and that. You know. The whole thing is that they learn the word no. I don't want to go anymore. No, I don't want to do this. No. When I train my kids, I train my kids before they can say the word no. I heard my son, 6 months old, oldest daughter, 3 months old, my youngest daughter, 2 months old. They didn't know the word no. But I made them do movements. I made them do the stances. I made them do the kick. It's all part of it. It's like a routine of them eating or brushing their teeth every day. It was part of it. That's why they became so focused. In their career, the entertainment business, whatever they wanted to do. My other daughter's a chef, so all this was always straight A's in school because they were focused on what they wanted to do. That's what you want to do is find a school that will teach you how to focus on your mind and body and spirit. That's what they're looking at. Hopefully, that's the point for the first to start.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Sifu, I have no more questions. Owen, I don't know if.
Nope.
Thank you I'm so good. Much for your time.
This thank
was
you.
So much information shared. I'm a little bit giddy and thrilled. And again, have a blessed day. Heal well. And if you're in Colorado sometime, hit us up. We'd love to meet you. Take you out to lunch, Sifu.
Sounds good. Sounds good. All right. Cool. You guys take care of yourself. If you have any other questions, you know, I can still talk a lot more.
Well, we will have you on the show again sometime, Sifu.
Yeah, we'll do it again.
Because I didn't even go through the entertainment part about Hercules, Xena, all the different movies we worked on, and Mim 2, Doctor Strange, all that good stuff.
Well, next time you also have to tell us about how long it took to dig your brother out of a snowbank, because that's a good story, too.
Yeah, that was the good old days. You know, but yeah, that's why I don't miss the snow.
Well, we'll get you here in the summer, my friend. Have a blessed day, Sifu.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care.